Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this 25th day of August, 2019. It's a beautiful day here, but still hot. And we are praying for rain and relief from the heat. I'm sure other places you're praying for just the opposite. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just switch around? Okay, well, we love each other for whatever we're going through. And I just want to thank you for being here, because the more who are here, the more that come together, the more we have a clear signal for the conveying of the blessing. The conveyance of the blessing is a little bit, in many ways could be compared to the conveyance of a satellite phone signal. The fact is, if there's too much interference, too much wind, too many other signals going on, or what could be called white noise, the signal that you're trying to get into your telephone just doesn't break through. It doesn't give a clear, strong connection. Well, in life, it's a lot the same. When we form our intentions, we know what we want. We cast our intention out. We post it on the wall like a bulletin board, and we say, God, world, family, friends, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I need. And somewhere between our intention and that bulletin board, the wind blows, and it blows away the note we posted. Well, the same thing can happen with any form of request, any form of signal. This is why we are stronger as one body. This is why Yeshua said, when two or more have joined in my name, I will be there. Now, he didn't say, whenever one is there, I will be there. Not that he wouldn't, but maybe he can't hear you. Maybe the signal can't get through. And this is why he also says, knock and the door will be opened. You know, you could just walk up to a house and expect your friend to open the door because telepathically or intuitively, they know you're there. And the fact that they don't intuitively know that you're there is not going to offend you. Maybe they're watching a movie. Their attention is on something else. You knock, you ring the doorbell, and they say, oh my gosh, Sarah's here, Henry's here, Christy's here. Oh, okay, come on in. You see, there's a certain responsibility we have to making ourselves known, to making our wishes known, to making our connections arrive at their destination point. And that's what we do for you in our blessing community. And that's why always, always as we start, I invite people to come on board and express your desires, your prayers, your wishes, or maybe your gratitude for ones that have been answered or served or brought great good to your life. So I'm going to open our board with an international call. I think it's going to be Linda. Anyway, you're on. Well, I clicked you on. You may have to unmute your own phone. I'm still clicking. And that's sometimes the way it is with computers, you know. Sometimes we have to click two or three times to get the command received. And my computer is trying to say there are no participants in your conference right now. And, of course, that's totally wrong. Waiting for it to come back. I think there's the connection problem is probably right here. As I've mentioned many times, we have a lot of wind coming off the Gulf of Mexico. And our home is about 2 blocks from the ocean. So we get hit by it a lot. Meeting wall, please come on. Tony, you may have to sign on and see what you can do about bringing people on, because I know that my connection will clear up shortly, but I don't want to keep people waiting. And we have about 6 people in the queue right now. So if you could do that, then you can be my backup. Here we go. All right. I don't know if Tony ever got on, but I'm going to skip on to Joni. Joni, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you. Just to give an update, my beloved border collie, Callie, took a turn for the worse this week, and she made it pretty clear that it was her time to move on. So she was put down this past Friday, which was her 14th birthday. So she departed with a real cycle of life lesson. So, you know, leave it to my dog to be theologically and spiritually appropriate. It's rough going for me, but I know that, you know, it's like the price of loving deeply is grieving deeply, which is also a form
exactly.
of love. And, you know, it's like, you know, with animal companions, they give most of the time, the majority of the time, such unconditional love. You know, you walk into a
yes,
room, you come home,
you.
They are so excited to see you. And Lord knows, you can't say that about a spouse or a child, no matter how much you love them or they love you. And so I think sometimes,
because we all have our issues and moods.
Sure. And so, you know, I think with animals, one of the great services they have is that they remind us of who we are, and they remind us of where we come from and where we're going. And for that moment, when they pass on, it's you know, at least, I mean, I feel this, and I think some others do as well. You sort of feel like, oh, my God, you know, that connection is gone. And that's where a lot of, I think, the grief comes from. And, of course, it's not gone. I mean, it can never be severed, ever. But,
no, it
can't. There is that longing and that deep grief that comes with it. You know, and there, I'm sure there's a lesson there with it. The eternal question I have for God, you know, is like, how come turtles live for 120-odd years and weeds in your garden, no matter what you do for them, you know, they come back and regenerate year after year. But, you know, God obviously wasn't consulting me on this, and why should he have? But, you know, it's kind of like one of those irksome. From my perspective, you kind of could have done a little better job on this one. But anyway, I ask for a blessing for Callie, that she have all the love and resources that she needs to progress on her journey. She was an amazing servant of God right to the end, and a very beautiful soul. And I'm grateful and honored. I had 14 years with her, and I'm very grateful for all of you who prayed for her and sent blessings. So thank you.
Well, we love you too. And you have unconditional love coming from many people for you, Joni.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
You know, everything you say is completely true, and I have certainly been through that a number of times, and I'm sure other people in the call have. We love our companion animals because they have a special, they just have a special place in our heart. And I truly believe they either come back to us or they wait for us, one or the other,
yes.
Depending on the will of God, because they are just, some people have said that they were created on the same day the angels were created on, that they were created actually to be angels on earth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for that thought. I like that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Joni, and I'm so sorry for your loss. And I celebrate with you the 14 great years you had. Actually, that's exactly how many years I had with Rama. 14.
Wow.
And we got right past his birthday. So it's all good. Christine, I'm going to take your call now. You're on.
Hello, Glenda. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
I just wanted to thank you for your blessing a few weeks ago and this beautiful community's prayers. It worked. My husband's been transformed, and our marriage is better than ever, and I just wanted to thank you.
Christine, I couldn't hear that last thing you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I asked for a blessing a couple weeks ago, and it worked. Along with all the prayers from the community, I'm very thankful for. My husband was transformed and made a promise to God, and our marriage is better than ever. So I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your news. That's great. That is great. You know, prayers are always answered. It's just they don't always get through. And that's what we're to help happen. There are so many things that can keep our prayers from getting through. One is our own inner contradiction. We pray, but we fear at the same time. We pray, but then we also present, well, but maybe this isn't the will of God. Maybe this isn't what's supposed to happen. In other words, we're bracing ourselves for what if my prayer doesn't work. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why Yeshua followed every single miracle with, it's your faith that made you whole. Because in our faith, we don't contradict our prayer. We pray and we know that it's heard. We pray and we don't contradict it with doubt or alternatives like, well, okay, if the prayer is not answered, I'll do this, this, and this. When you pray, pray with all your heart and see it done. And I'm sure you did that.
Well, I kept hearing, if we remake him, will you stay? If we remake him, will you stay? And I said, yeah, you got a job, but sure.
Yes.
They did.
And you are.
Yep.
That's so great.
It's all good, but I
yes,
just wanted
it is.
You to know.
Oh, I'm so glad. And you know, it helps everybody else to hear how someone's prayers were answered. They might not have been answered the way we hoped for, just like with Joni. It wasn't the way she hoped for, but she got a great ending on a most extraordinary relationship. And
yeah.
So, God, you know, the thing is, God knows that a little dog is not going to live to be 20 years. And ending could be more painful by keeping him on. And as it was, that little dog left at exactly the moment when he and Joni were just still in a perfect loving relationship, and he left in peace. So the same thing with you, Chris, is that you prayed what you needed, and both sides of the prayer were answered.
Absolutely.
And I think that's great.
Yep, absolutely.
I think that's great.
And I just want to thank you and this beautiful community, because that was a big part of it, and I thank you.
You are so welcome. So very, very, very welcome. Okay, and I'm going to take a call from Mary. Hello, sweet Mary.
Hey, Glenda. Hi, everybody. I hadn't planned on on saying anything today, but it is so wonderful, as always. Sometimes the conversations just are so right on time for me, and I just wanted to share, I have had a really powerful lesson in prayer. For most of my life, my adult life, I did hospice work, and hospice just feels like the love of my life. I just know how to do the work, and I feel like I'm able to be of loving service. But I had my body sort of for years try to gently tell me it was time for me to find another way to be of service. I actually got pretty injured, and I was no longer able to do the work. And so I said a prayer, but Glenda, I think of your voice often saying, our problems are not solved by the level at which they're created. And that sometimes we can rise above and look for something that we would never think of, but that God would think of. But I saw myself say a prayer deeply out of fear. I said a very fearful, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? A prayer. And that prayer was answered by giving me actually exactly what I asked for, because I kind of limited myself. And so I see now that the way I pray, I cannot be limited in my dialogue with God and in my knowledge of His abundance and love for the goodness in my life. It's a long story. Mm-hmm. Short, but I sure did learn about the way we approach our prayers and the attitude that I have when I say my prayers makes a big difference, I think.
Yes, it does. It does. Because you get your prayers on target and you pray without contradiction. You pray without doubt. You pray without posting a lot of alternative solutions.
Yes. Yes. Well, I said a prayer, and boy, if that prayer was not answered exactly as I prayed it for. And so now I'm recreating my prayer and saying, thank you, God. And I wish to broaden this now and change my perspective. And so I do ask for a blessing on that broadening and welcoming new possibilities in. Oh, thank you. And just thank you for this community. I gain so much through all of you, and God bless everyone on this call and in our lives.
God bless you too.
Yeah. Okay.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You too,
thank
Mary.
You.
Bye-bye. Jean Marie, I see you're on, and your line is open.
Hi, Glenda and everyone. The guy that I asked prayers for, my friend's son that fell through the roof, hurt his kidney. He was home in a few days, but he's back in the hospital with blood clots in his lungs and going through another rough patch. So I would like to, you know, for all of us to shine the light for Brian. I forget his last name. Anyway, he's in the hospital in Albuquerque. Brian Cooper.
Brian Cooper. Okay.
Yeah.
Just, we have him from last week.
Yes, exactly. But he was home, and now this other development has occurred, and he's back. And his mom wanted me to put him in the blessing list for this week.
Okay.
And I really appreciate it.
We love to help.
Yeah.
It's an honor to help.
Yes, it is. Anyway, thank you,
okay.
And thank you to...
You're welcome.
The community.
And blessings to you too.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Sarah Crary is on. I say that because we have two Sarahs on the line.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is so awesome because I've been sitting here listening to you all saying all the things I was going to say about prayer. I have been overwhelmed with gratitude especially today, I've just had realizations about the way some of my prayers have been answered beyond anything I could have ever imagined or figured out ever. And I just want to reinforce the idea that that just what came to me so clearly this morning is how God is taking care of every one of us.
Yes.
And so my experience was around somebody else that I had been essentially praying for, and I just something happened that was just totally beyond anything I could have even imagined. That was just clearly God's work. And then,
what was that, Sarah?
And as I thought about that, I realized He's taking care of me the same way. And I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm learning to trust it. So I'm just filled. My prayer is for gratitude, is to increase this gratitude. And I'd also like to put in, I have two neighbors who are having challenges. I'd like to put in the blessing. And that's Dick and Alfred.
Okay. Dick and Alfred.
Yeah.
They're on my list.
Okay, thanks.
Sarah is on our list here. That was great. I'm so glad to hear that for you, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, I'm overflowing.
Great. And Ollie, I see you're on the phone. You're on now.
Hey, Glenda. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. First of all, I wanted to share a fast quick story. You know, I started listening and becoming, I started being your student in 2009, and you were talking on a class, and I closed my eyes, and in my inner vision, I saw the ruby red slippers of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really?
And like a minute later, you started talking, because I'm Glenda, like the good witch of The Wizard of Oz. From that day on, I knew Yeshua was guiding me, and this was my place. And I just wanted to say that this morning I was thinking, every miracle, every healing miracle Jesus ever realized and made was, he said, you know, your faith has healed you, and here you go again and talk about it. So I just want to thank you for being such a beautiful
teacher. Oh, that's great.
And such a broken, you don't know how many times it has happened, from the time that I'm your student. I would also, I don't know if somebody has already requested this, a blessing for the Amazon. I got in late today, so I don't know if it was put in the blessing list, but it's so important, the Amazon. The fires on the Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, the fires on the Amazon, yes. No one's come up with that yet, but we will. That's a good one, and
you know,
we need to remember that.
It's the lungs of our planet, you know?
I know.
So
the weather patterns
are
changing.
Yes.
The weather patterns are changing so drastically on our planet that that when the Earth is not prepared for these changes.
Yes, too quick, too abrupt. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For example, here on the coast where normally we have rain frequently, we have been through 60 days of over 100 degrees heat, no rain.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Same here. We're in drought, basically. Yeah.
And the people in the northern United States have been flooded with rain and cold. And there's severe changes happening on our planet. So we pray for our planet and all of her environments.
Beautiful.
And we have that on the list.
Thank you. Thank you, Len. I love you so much. And all the
love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. David, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. David Weiss.
Hi.
I had something I wanted to...
How's your fiance doing?
Well, that's what I wanted to call about. She had a fairly routine, what I want to say, hysterectomy for a fairly serious condition, and should have been gone, coming back after 2 days, but she's still in the hospital with shutdown bowels, and they're hoping she can be released tomorrow. And so I've been doing as much long distance healing, and people sending Reiki, and everybody sending love and energy to her to help her keep that signal above the noise. And she's a very sensitive, empathic person, so being in a hospital for any length of time is tough on her. But I'd love to keep her in the blessing call to, and good. Specifically, it's almost like I'm paraphrasing from 1925, Florence Scovel Shinn wrote a book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. And she talks about Christ energy as the fourth dimensional grid, and that we rise above karma when we go to that place. And I thought that's pretty hip for 1925. I mean, I didn't hear people start talking about that till, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, but I mean, it was really hip. But one of the mantras is, I'm paraphrasing, I cast the burden of whatever it is in my life into the Christ within, and I walk free in the grace, or whatever, you fill in the blanks essentially. And so as I've been doing long distance healing with Janice, I've noticed some old patterns. And the surgery is just a footnote in the bigger picture of her life. It's just it's not, the big picture is her journey, her growth. And so when I see these karmic patterns, it's like I'm trying to, you know, kind of facilitate her release from those burdens so that she can walk free in her life. And so that's
okay. We will have her. We will have her again on our list and keep her there until she's home. One thing I wanted to say, which I think everyone can benefit by hearing, and that is we become frightened that someone's in the hospital. Well, let us be grateful that our hospitals exist. And in the hospital, we will meet some of the most loving, devoted people that we can meet in our life. I have had several very serious health conditions myself, and I was grateful that they kept me an extra day because I wanted to be surrounded by that love and care. And I didn't want to be prematurely put back on my own feet when I really needed that love and care. So just honor the fact that there are those who love her enough to keep her, who love her enough and are dedicated enough in their profession to know that she needs to stay there under their supervision a little longer. And it's not a bad thing. You know, everybody, you need to realize that a lot of the effectiveness of your prayer is the attitude with which you pray. We can be in the worst of situations and thank God that we are capable of having a first-time experience in that situation. I was just talking with a ministry student earlier today, one of our conference calls, and the subject of experience came up. The fact is, she has had 20, 30 years of experience, not in formal religious ministry, but in the ministry of caring, teaching, and serving. And I was helping her understand how valuable that experience was to what she will be doing now, how much it has shaped and enriched her life. You know, on the one hand, we take for granted a lot of our technological progress in the world as, well, it was just the next step of where we were going, without ever realizing it took us 2,000-3,000 years to get here. On the other hand, sometimes we take it with a negative attitude like, well, things were so much better 50 years ago. No, they weren't. In some ways, yes, and in other ways, not. But the fact is, the whole accumulation of experience in our life adds up to the possibilities of what we can do. Treasure your experience. Take your experience. Learn from the best of it. And the part that was challenging, learn from it too and say, thank you. I'm glad I had you. Now I'm going to move on. The thing is, we grow through experience. When Yeshua said to the apostles, you shall do everything I do and more, he did not say that in the present tense. That was future tense and long future tense. Long, 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 long future tense that may not, that for most people has not arrived yet. Maybe a few rare saints during the ages got to that level, but all of humanity will at some point. Maybe it will be after he returns. Maybe then, maybe only then, but it will happen. And in the meantime, how long will it take us to get there? One of the apostles asked him that, and he said, I don't know. You could almost take that as a movie line, like throwing up your hands. Well, I don't know. Even the Father doesn't know. So why would he and the Father not know? That's because it's up to us. How long will it take us to accumulate all the experience we need to step up to the other level? We've got certain experience thresholds we have to cross. And it's part of being alive. It's part of being in the world. It's part of growing in stature. It's part of ascending in spirit. So let's take our experiences as part of the growth curve and pray into those experiences that the best shall be revealed, and pray with gratitude that care is being given to us that we can survive these experiences and gain from them. Pardon me. Okay, David, we've got her on our list, and you too. Now, I'm going to take a call from area code 408. Don't have a name for that one, but you're on.
Hey, Glenda, Tony.
Hey.
Hi. It's Tony. Yeah.
I don't have a name for you. That's amazing. Okay.
I think the database gets messed up every now and then. I've seen that before. I actually just added it in. I think maybe later today, maybe the next time we log on, we'll show up in there again. But thank you. This has been a beautiful call today. We were talking about what Joni was mentioning with her doggy. We have a number of dear family members who passed on right around their birthday, or like with my mom, it was the day when it was exactly 6 months from her birthday. So that's like, in astrological terms, sun opposition sun. My dad went exactly 4 months. So that's sun trine sun. So I think there's some special significance to when we see things like that line up. Like Joni was saying, I think that there's some beautiful perfection around when a being decides, okay, this is the time, everything's lined up. So that to me indicates a very conscious transition when I see that. So it just seems very, very fortunate overall, beautiful.
Oh yeah.
There's an event coming this week, which is another really beautiful alignment. We have a new moon, and this one's really kind of cool. It's new moon, and Mars and Venus will be conjunct with the sun and the moon. And it's pretty tight. Sun, moon, and Mars will be within a degree, and Venus will only be 4 degrees away. So this one's in Virgo. So, it has to do with the high energy of Virgo is about deep self-understanding. And so we have that aligning in So this one seems like this is a cycle resetter. You know, the new moon starts a new cycle. Well, anytime we would have a conjunction, especially with inner planets, it's an opportunity to reset things relative to our own sense of priority and to kind of get ourselves realigned. And what's really cool is all the outer planets are making very, very interesting aspects to this new moon. So it's really beautiful to look at the depiction of it, which I'm looking at right now. But it just feels like it's a nice opportunity for us to center and to get reset. And so this one's going to be exact on Friday. And it looks like the exact time is 3:37 Pacific time. Oh, a.m. 3:37 a.m. on Friday Pacific time. So that's about 6:30 Eastern time Friday morning. So looks like a really good one. A lot of beautiful potentials for realignment and for the beginning of important new processes.
Oh, good. Good. I'm going to certainly tune into that one because I am reformatting so many things in our work right now, getting ready for a new era. So that's great to know. And, you know, confirming what you said about, I think there is an exquisite timing in our universe for the coming of events, the birthing of babies, the ending of cycle on this earth, which we call death, which it isn't death at all. It's just a new birth on another level. And I was remembering that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, both founders of the Declaration of Independence and our new nation, died on the same day on the 4th of July.
Wow.
That's no accident.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No accident at all. It was a clear honoring by God and the universe of the work that they did in establishing a new nation.
Yeah.
So, you could look for these beautiful confirmations, and don't take them as accidental. They're not. They mean something.
Mm-hmm.
They truly do. In the way of birth, it's an opening. In the way of passing, it's closing. But just a closing, not an ending.
Yeah.
And that's a new way of looking at it.
Yeah.
It is the closing of a cycle. It is the closing of a cycle. I know that I had a very powerful closing with my mother. And it was definitely a closing, and she left a present for me. And I enjoyed the transition for a few months after she left, and then she was gone. And she is very, very happy and alive and well somewhere else. But we're not. I mean, she's not my mommy anymore. You know,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that configurations of relationships end, because that is a form of structure. And all structure is meant to end. All structure will end. Yeshua was with the apostles in a very particular way until the crucifixion. He rose from the dead and returned to them because he knew they would be in shock and abandonment. And in that transitional phase, he prepared them for the fact that he was going to leave and they could not go with him. But he would return at some point in the future. So, in other words, he went through a closing process with them. And then he transcended to a higher level. But he does return from time to time. And he's returned probably millions of times because we have so many recorded events of his speaking to people. But he has not returned cosmically or in the collective sense to be the leader of humanity into his next step. That hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean he doesn't speak to individuals. Doesn't mean he doesn't come to individuals. But he and I have had a closing on the painting. And after that, I couldn't see him anymore. But he came back in another way for other reasons. Then we had a closing again for quite some time. And then he came back for other reasons in other ways. So that's what I'm trying to communicate, is that these cycles just have openings and closings.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not really beginnings and endings, just openings and closings.
Yeah.
And so I welcome the opening that will happen on our new moon. I'm eager for that.
Me too. Yeah, thanks
Thank
for those
you,
connections.
Tony.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move as fast as we can because we've got three people on the line and we're way over time. Okay. Sarah, can you just ask for a blessing?
Yes. Thank you. Aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful community. And I just wanted to ask for a special blessing for all teachers and students. I'm about to go back to teaching my classes, and it's definitely my spiritual calling, and I ask for Christ's blessing, the greatest teacher of all, and may he teach through me, and may I align my teaching always with his message of love.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, you're on my list, and as a teacher, I have great empathy for your request. That's a prayer I pray every time before I get online.
Yes.
So God bless you, Sarah, and you will do wonderful. You will really do your best. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
And I'm going to take a caller from area code 415. You're on.
Hello, Glenda, Stephen Adler, and hello.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, I just wanted to add my sister Lisa to the blessing list.
Okay.
She's just going through some kind of deep emotional healing around just our family and relationships with me and our past parents. Our parents have passed on. So a blessing for her, and then a blessing just for my own healing journey with my lower back. Still just, obviously that's a really deep, long healing journey for me as it's turning out. So that would be wonderful. And, and I just really want to say thank you for everything that you do and everything that the blessing givers do on this call. It's felt so deeply by so many, so thank you so much.
Okay. And I could add one thing, that look, that deep lower back is connected to your second chakra, which is all about family. So you might want to check dates and times when that kicked in and something was going on with your family.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Perhaps the loss of a parent, a conflict within your family, a sense of incompletion, like I wish I'd said or done this before they left, that sort of thing. Anything.
Sure.
Because that connects with the Lord. That connects with the second chakra.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's all about family, including close romantic relationships you've had that could be considered family. I'm not talking about dating or, falling in love, but the ones that you've been really close to that were like family. So it could include that as well.
Okay.
Where
right.
they have been hurt and suffered and you felt like you couldn't do anything about it. So check through all of those, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Everything you're asking for is probably interconnected.
Oh, I'm sure it is. it always is. It's always interconnected. And
that includes close friends that were like family, that you have had an energy break with.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I think I have a lot to look at there. So
I mean, family is a big subject. It's not all just biological.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our age is not just biological. There is a biological age, but there's also there's a chronological age, a biological age, and there's a spiritual emotional age. And, you know, we live on many different levels. And so when you think of your family, think broad, okay, to any breaks that might have occurred there.
Okay.
And go heal those breaks, okay?
Okay.
And I see Linda is back on the phone. Hello, dear. You're on.
Oh, hello, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, it's not Linda.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, it's Peter. I'm calling from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Yeah,
yeah, I knew it was down under. I thought maybe it was Linda. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'll make it short because I know you're kind of at the end of the call and things. But
We're almost at 4 o'clock. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to share with you an affirmation that I've been kind of working with here, which is I facilitate miracles. I orchestrate miracles, and I embrace miracles. And it actually, if you think of the word foe, F-O-E, that will help you remember facilitate, orchestrate, and embrace. So that's just what I wanted to share.
Oh, good. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
No worries.
Yes. All right. Well,
yes,
many blessings to you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, let's get ready for our blessing. Just be relaxed. Let go of the world. Let go of all of your issues. Don't bring your issues into the blessing because God already knows what they are. What we want is connection. Okay? And we don't want connection with our issues, right? Okay, we want connection with God, with the Holy Spirit, with Christ, and the love of our own heart. That's where we want our connection. So let's be in that connection. Just relax, arms and legs uncrossed. There's no special position you need to be in, no stress you need to apply to anything, no stretching, but you can take a deep breath. I would highly recommend that and release it slowly. And while I'm saying my prayer to Yeshua, continue breathing in deeply and releasing slowly and get ready to follow with your prayer. It's very important that your prayer follow mine because we ask and then we receive. Dear Yeshua, our brother, our teacher, our mentor, our role model, Son of God perfected, showing us how we in our perfection could be. The one who has come to give us guidance and help, compassion, healing, love, and at times correction. Whatever it is we need in our life to embrace the next blessing of our life, we ask that you show it to us, that we may either seek it or apply it or simply receive it with gratitude. We pray for our earth going through all of her changes and the traumas that she is sustaining and we are trying to deal with as human communities. We ask that you be with those in troubled lands where so many are worried about whether they will even be alive tomorrow or what they will eat. Give them the food of their soul. Give them the nourishment of their heart. Give them the comfort of community that somehow together they will make it work. And through your miracles and your intervention, whatever measures are available to assist them will be found and applied. We ask that as a whole community and family of humanity, we gather up our compassion and our reality and realization that none of us will make it to the ascended level until the entirety of humanity begins to heal, begins to walk forward, and is no longer stressed by hostility, destruction, hunger, and strife. Yes, we know we all progress at our own speed, according to our desire, our willingness, and our past experience, and our goals, as long as we are lifted from the dark side. We know that we have everything we need to be successful and to reach our goal as a fully endowed and empowered child of God. We come into this blessing knowing that that is our birthright and that everything we do in our life is applied toward the acceptance of that birthright. We know that being a child of God is our inheritance, and that inheritance is rich, profound, and magnificent. And so in surrender, our humility for whatever condition we are in now, we ask to move forward. We ask to be lifted. We ask to be moved in our heart to reach for more and to give more, to understand more, and to help more. All these things we ask in your beloved name. Amen. Blessing givers, now join me. The rest of you, start your prayer. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now finish receiving. And may you be blessed all the days of your life, but most especially next week as you soak it all up, what God has given you today. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again.